The Gorton by James Russell Lowell. Read for LibriVox.org by J.W. McKelvin.
God makes sech nights, all white and still, fur's you can look or listen. Moonshine and snow on field and hill, all silence and all glisten. Zekel crept up quite unbeknown and peeked in through the winder. And there sot Huldy all alone, with no one nigh to hinder. A fireplace filled the room's one side with half a cord of wood in. There weren't no stoves, till comfort died to break ye to a puddin'. The walnut logs shot sparkles out toward the puttiest blesser, and little flames danced all about the chinny on the dresser. Again the chimbley crooknecks hung, and in amongst 'em rusted the old queen's arm that Grand'ther Young fetched back from Concord busted. The very room, 'cause she was in, seemed warm from floor to ceiling, and she looked full as rosy again as the apple she was peeling. 'Twas kind o' kingdom come to look on such a blessed creeter. A dog rose blushin' to a brook ain't modester nor sweeter. He was 6 foot a man, A1, clear grittin' human nater. None couldn't quicker pitch a ton or draw a furrer straighter. He'd sparked it with full 20 gals. He'd squired 'em, danced 'em, druv 'em. Fust this one and then that by spells. All is, he couldn't love 'em. But long o' her his veins had run all crinkly like curled maple. The side she breshed felt full o' sun as a south slope in April. She thought no vice had sech a swing as his'n in the choir. My, when he made Old Hundred ring, she knowed the Lord was nigh. And she blushed scarlet right in prayer when her new meetin' bunnet felt somehow through its crown a pair of blue eyes sought upon it. That night, I tell ye, she looked some. She seemed to've got a new soul, for she felt certain sure he'd come down to her very shoe-sole. She heared a foot, and knowed it too, a raspin' on the scraper. Always to once her feelings flew like sparks in burnt-up paper. He kind o' littered on the mat, some doubtful of the sequel. His heart kept going pity-pat, but hern went pity-sequel. And yet she gin her cheer a jerk, as though she wished him further, and on her apples kept to work, paring away like murder.
"You want to see my pa, I suppose?"
"Well, no, I come designin'—"
"To see my ma? She's sprinklin' clothes again tomorrow's ironin'."
To say why gals act so or don't would be presumin'. Maybe to mean yes and say no comes natural to women. He stood a spell on one foot first, and stood a spell on t'other. And on which one he felt the worst, he couldn't a told you another. Said he,
"I'd better call again."
Says she, "Think lightly, mister." That last word pricked him like a pin, and, well, he up and kissed her. And ma by and by upon him slips, Huldy set pale as ashes, all kind of smiley round the lips and teary round the lashes. For she was just the quiet kind whose naters never vary, like streams that keep a summer mind snow-hid in January. The blood close round her heart felt glued too tight for all expressin', till mother see how matter stood and gin 'em both her blessin'. Then her red come back like the tide down to the Bay of Fundy, and all I know is they was cried at meetin' come next Sunday.
End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.